Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Thessalonians 2, the verses 9 to 12. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Reflect with me, dear friends, on the theme labor of love, guiding with gentle hands. In these verses, Paul reminds the Thessalonians of the deep love and commitment with which he and his companions shared the gospel. Theirs was not a ministry of convenience, but a labor-intensive commitment marked by personal sacrifice and a deep desire to avoid becoming a burden. The depth of their dedication was such that they worked tirelessly, day and night, ensuring the message of God was shared, but not at the expense of the community. Friends, I think the essence of these verses goes beyond just hard work. Paul's gentle and loving approach stands out. He doesn't depict himself as an authoritative figure demanding respect. Instead, he likens his approach to that of a loving father. A father who doesn't merely instruct but encourages, doesn't merely command but comforts, and doesn't just set standards but urges his children to aspire for higher godly virtues. It is a beautiful portrayal of leadership that combines dedication, love, mentorship, and aspiration. The passage serves as a reminder for all believers. It is a call to approach service and mentorship not as a task, but as a labor of love. It is about nurturing spiritual growth in others, like a father guiding his children, always pointing them towards a life worthy of God's calling. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lessons shared through Paul's words and his deeds. We pray that as we serve, mentor, and guide others in our lives, we may do so with a loving heart, a gentle hand, and a spirit that reflects your grace and love. Equip us, Lord, to encourage, comfort, and urge others towards a life that mirrors your divine calling. May our efforts always glorify you and be a true labor of love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.